Hi, you're listening to the fourth episode of Coffee with Clara. I'm your host, Clara McCoy, and today I'm chatting with freshman Isaac Broderius about his thoughts on childhood and growing up. Enjoy the episode.
To start, can you say your name, grade, pronouns, and what you're drinking?
Isaac, in ninth grade. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm drinking a medium hot chocolate.
And I'm drinking an iced vanilla matcha.
I'm 15. Right now, in the winter, I'm doing Nordic skiing for SPA. Then I'll be starting track in the spring, but I'm kind of thinking about doing ultimate frisbee.
Oh, cool. How often do you think about, like, the concept of growing up?
I think about it, like one example was, like, finals last, like, yeah, before winter break. Because, like, I don't know, high school started to feel more real, you know? And, yeah, I'm not thinking about it too much right now, but I think I will start.
Yeah. How would you, if you had to define growing up, like, what it means, what would you say the definition is?
I think it's not as much, like, age, but more, like, maturity. It's like, if something, like, happens to you, you could be, like, really mature and really grown up while you're younger, and some might consider grown up.
Yeah. What types of experiences would you say make you maybe, like, grow up faster or grow up slower?
I don't know, some sort of, like trauma or something when you're younger.
Yeah.
Or, like, yeah.
That makes sense. What emotions do you associate with growing up, or what do you feel when you think about it?
I kind of think about, like, losing some stuff, like losing, I feel like you don't have as much freedom, but you also gain freedom.
I do feel like a lot of people think about growing up as a loss of something, which is really interesting because I would argue that, like, I mean, and I'm definitely one of those people that kind of think about it as, like, oh, I'm losing my childhood, I'm losing my, like, innocence in a way, I'm losing my oblivion. But I also feel like there are a lot of things that you're gaining as you're growing up, so what are your thoughts on that? Like, do you think you gain things when you're growing up, and if so, what would those things be?
Yeah, you gain, like, physical things, such as, like, being able to drive and stuff. But you also gain, like, a greater, like, just, like, overall sense of things.
Yeah, totally. In the context of your own life, in what ways would you say you've already grown up, and what are areas that you see yourself, like, growing up in the future, like, in the near future, or maybe that you're in the process of, like, kind of switching from childhood to, I guess, a more grown-up version of those things?
Well, one thing that I'm, like, kind of in the process of growing up right now is, like, I'd never really, like, thought about grades at all, really. And even, like, this first semester, too. And then I, like, did better than I expected on the finals. And so I was kind of like, well, I don't want to, like, lose this. So I have to, like, lock in for this semester.
Yeah. Did you go to SPA for middle school?
Okay. But not elementary school.
Not elementary school?
Yeah, okay. I started in sixth grade.
Got it. What was that transition like from middle school to high school?
Not as bad as I thought. It's not too different.
Yeah, that makes sense. What other areas of your life would you say are, like, maybe in a transition period or kind of, yeah, in a transition period?
Well, I haven't started anything about, like, driving yet, even though I could start. And I think once I start driving, that opens up so much more.
Yeah. Say more about that. What are you excited for when you get your license?
Well, I can just, like, go places.
Yeah.
Whenever I want.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I've kind of been putting it off because of, like, the whole 30 hours thing.
Yeah. How would you describe the difference between growing up and actually, like, legally becoming an adult? Do you think that they're the same thing, or do you think that they are different?
I think that they go hand in hand because that's just, like, that's kind of, like, how it works. You grow up, you get more mature. But, like I was saying before, it can happen at different rates for different people.
At what rate would you say it's happening for you?
For me, it definitely, like, hasn't hit me as much as it has other people in my grade.
Mm-hmm. What are ways that you see yourself taking control of your own autonomy and agency in the near future that you're already doing?
I've always kind of like kept stuff to myself and like worked on it myself. And so I don't think that will be changing really. And
tell me more about that.
Like, obviously I like ask for help and stuff when I need it, but ever since like distance learning, I've kind of like stopped. I don't know how to explain.
No, I see what you're saying. Like, with COVID, obviously it affected all of us in so many ways, and it was personal to everyone how that specifically affected us, but like being isolated, are you saying like had a lasting impact on the way that you like on your independence level?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talk to me about your relationship to nostalgia and like looking back on your childhood. How often do you kind of like reminisce on past memories or past experiences from when you were little?
Usually if something comes up that like reminds me of a time when I was little, or I'm like, usually when I'm with my sister. Yeah, she's in 7th grade, and she kind of like she's still like thinking about a lot of those things. Or like if something, like it could be like an item or something, like I just like redid my room a little, and so I found all this old stuff that had like a lot of memories with it.
Oh, cool. What type of items did you find?
Just like random like art projects. Like I had this huge bulletin board that had a bunch of old art projects and stuff on it, and I could like remember each individual like memory that was with it.
Yeah. What did you do with them?
I hope we still have them. I think my mom kept them in like a box.
Okay.
I like to like think back on memories and stuff, but like those are like in the past.
Yeah. You mentioned your sister before. Tell me more about her.
Well, she goes to SPA. She's in 7th grade. And yeah.
Cool. What's your relationship with her like?
We used to be like really, really close when we were littler, but now we're like, I'm in 9th grade, she's in 7th grade, so. And like at home too, I don't see her that much, because I'm like at dinner, but I'm doing homework, she's doing stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you have any other siblings? Okay. Yeah, that's interesting how like, you said she tends to think about the things. What did you say before? You said something about like how she...
Yeah, she's always the one like, do you remember when this happened? Or like...
Oh, yeah. Okay. So she kind of makes you think about the past more than you would just on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. And do you think that's because she's younger than you, or do you think it could be the same even if she were the same age or older?
I think it's because she's younger than me.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it was like closer to how, to where she is now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or maybe she is just a nostalgic person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting thing to think about. Like, what impacts how often we think about the past and how often we like to reminisce.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you think about the future?
I don't think about the far future too much.
What's your favorite memory? Just in general. I know that's a really big question. Or a favorite memory. What's a memory that you look back on fondly? And tell me about it.
Every winter break since I've been like really young, we've gone to Florida with my mom's side of the family. And it's me and all my cousins there. And they're two more. And one's like a year younger and one's a year older. And we used to like... Well, we still are pretty close, like, while we're there, but we used to, like always hang out and, like, play hide-and-seek and stuff all the time. But now, like, one's, like, almost 17, maybe she is 17, and the other's, like, 14.
Cool. All right, well, thank you so much for coming on. It was awesome to talk to you.
Thank you for listening to Coffee with Clara. Looking for more? Check out the first 3 episodes with Atari Ernst, Violet Benson, and Mehmet Eri. Stay tuned for next month's episode.